from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident, it's not your fault. Call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. We have the 10 biggest stories from Dallas Cowboys training camp in Oxnard, California, here in the morning news. We'll use this to kick off a C-note here, Cowboys news of the evening. The first, handful are pretty talked through. All quiet on the contract front is number one there with Dak and CeeDee Lamb. Nothing new, right, to update, guys, as far as what's buzzing?
No, sir. Nothing
Alrighty.
New. Nothing new.
Pretty quiet.
Number two, Dak is a daddy. I think that one's pretty cool. You know, we're all dads now, and you can tell how you have, you know, just a different perspective on life. Maybe you work a little bit harder. I don't know if it's possible for Dak to work any harder or carry.
He had a really
more.
Good camp. He
did
really
he did.
Yeah, Mike Zimmer challenged him, and challenged him in putting his scheme in, and Dak and these quarterbacks. I mean, it was a battle every day. Because of the way that Al Harris had the secondary ready to play, Zagina, the linebackers, everybody was ready to play. This was a good camp for Dak when you look at overall day to day the way he practiced.
What's the most different thing with the scheme?
I think the different thing with the scheme is we've heard about the disguise part of it, and these guys are getting pretty decent at it when it comes to standing in one spot, and the next thing you know, wait a minute, what just happened? They were just there just a second ago, but they've done a really good job. Where he'll bring two off one side, drop one off the other. You know, they call it back in the day, it was called fire zone, where you bring, you know, you just try and overload one side and then drop the other side thinking that they're going to throw the ball away from the blitz. So there's things that he's trying to do. His way of playing football is much more sound than maybe what you get with Dan Quinn. And I mean sound with the way of protecting like if you're gonna gamble, okay, I'm gonna limit what you can do by me gambling.
Yeah, he Ben Solak now works for ESPN, but he described Zimmer. He says his scheme matches the current wave in the NFL. Custom blitz packages, yeah. Simulated pressures, two deep zone coverages, which is a far cry from what Dan Quinn was
single, a lot different. Of single high. I mean, you saw a lot of single high with Dan, but
yeah.
Dan,
you didn't see a lot of blitzing at all with Dan.
I would be interested to see if Dan, just this is a thought, I'd be interested to see if Dan's defense would be different if they had this group of linebackers.
Offensive scheme the same though?
Cowboys?
Yeah.
Feel like that there's some, I think there's just some to it. It's not very exciting, to be honest with you. I mean, okay.
Well, you got excited. We all did. Got excited about this offense for a good chunk of last season, and then it fizzled out. And it seemed like teams started to get a beat on what it is that you were wanting to do, and you had no answers and no counters. Yeah.
With installation, I didn't see a bunch of beaters. You know, when you start talking about the cover two beaters,
right.
And you know, different blitz beaters and stuff, I didn't see anything that led me to. I'm not saying it's a bad offense. I'm just saying that there were days at practice where if they hit a play, they hit a play. If they didn't hit it, there wasn't when it just, damn again. You know, it wasn't that. It wasn't that.
Like consistent.
Well, yeah, where you're constantly
just going, having answers to what the defense is giving you.
Constant answers, and guys are wide ass open and stuff like that. Didn't see that. And so,
number three. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Number three on the list here, morning news, top 10 storylines from Oxnard as we get ready to welcome back to DFW. Mike McCarthy's big challenge as far as, you know, having a lame duck contract situation. I don't know. I think this one's kind of overplayed, guys. I think maybe a lot of people would do their best work when you have to be awesome in order to continue to work on that job. You know, I think we have a complacency issue here.
Yeah, I think Mike is a lot like Dak. And if not here, somewhere else. And somewhere else might be, you know, he's getting close to, you know, an age where probably they might not, you know, go for a younger guy. But his body of work is, if you presented his body of work, it's better than, you know, Raheem Morris's body of work in Atlanta, places like that.
A lot of
know,
coaches, really.
Yeah. So I think Mike McCarthy, if it doesn't work here, I think he, Don Yee, those guys, I think they're more than comfortable moving on to somewhere else if they can.
Yeah, I get that, but I think he'd prefer to stay.
I don't think he's worried about it.
I don't want to be fired.
I don't think he's. It's not to them. It wouldn't be getting fired. His contract ran out.
I know, but that's kind of semantical.
That's
like not welcome back.
Well, that's how they look at it. You know, that's how teams look at it, but. To me, I think that Mike McCarthy is not sweating this at all. I just don't.
Hmm. Well, then for that reason, it wouldn't be a problem. For that reason, it would be
overstated. To move on?
No, it's like a negative. If it's not a positive, it's not a negative. It's kind of a nothing burger.
Yeah, I think he was looking at it as like a nothing burger, to be honest with you.
Interesting. Okay, number four, Sir Lance played a lot. You know, and I guess we'll have another chance to evaluate and refresh that conversation. I don't think we need to rehash that again. Keeping Up with the Joneses, number five. Cowboys, the first professional sports franchise to hit $10 billion. You got everything going on with the Joneses in the courtroom and everything. You know, I've kind of had my fill of that conversation as well. But we get to number six. All eyes on Marshawn Nealon, the draft pick that drew comps to Tank Lawrence. Then you had the Sam Williams injury, and here comes Marshawn Nealon, who's, you know, now expected to play quite a bit. What kind of a pass rusher are we getting here? We know he's an all-around good player, Brian. Is he a guy that could maybe challenge for double-digit sacks? You hoping for five or six?
Not right now. High point
in his career?
Yeah, not right now. It's to me, he's capable. Now, if you would have told me how many sacks was he going to get coming out of Western Michigan, I would have said two would have been a high number for him.
Okay. So he had what, like five?
Yeah.
I'm looking at pressures for him so than sacks.
His whole thing, his where he is going to help you is complete game player.
Yeah.
He's going to help you in the run defense because they were not very good on that right defensive end at that edge. They weren't good with Williams. They weren't good with Fowler. They weren't good with Armstrong. So he gives you a guy that knows how to play the run off the edge. But if he were to get anywhere between five and seven sacks, I think that's huge. That's huge for him.
Oh, man, that'd be awesome.
I think that more realistically, we're probably looking somewhere between three and four would be my right now. That would be the number I think I would post for him.
You think he has potential, though?
I think that he has done a lot. He's made me a believer since he's got out of school at Western Michigan because I didn't think he had pass rush ability, and he does have some of that. He's just got to figure out how to win more often.
Well, I love this storyline. I love this draft class. Committee Chair Zeke is number seven on the list. Should he be? I mean, is this a guy who deserves his spot on the roster or a guy that's just getting it because of his status?
They did a really good job of not presenting him in any way that we can evaluate him. If you don't play him, then there's no question. Now, the questions are starting to kind of circulate a little bit, though. You know, now that you see how this ended up, like, well, okay, what did he do to earn his spot? And he earned his spot just by who he was.
Yeah.
That's how he earned his spot.
It's his status, 100%. Yeah.
Because they're like, I was watching him run pivot routes and stuff the other day. It's hard for him to run these in, out, breaking routes and stuff. He's like, he's huffing and puffing and groaning and all that stuff, you know, trying to.
He's going into year nine, and I mean, that's a dude who was running to the ground at Ohio State, and the Cowboys gave him the ball a ton. I mean, he's had a hell of a career. It's unfair to have expectations that he's a number one back at this time in his career.
Yep.
How many running backs do you have? Three?
Well, you have what they will tell you is the discussion will be about Malik Davis and if he's the third. You have four.
So Rico Dowdle's on for sure?
Yeah. Rico Dowdle. Yeah.
Zeke. So Dowdle's for sure on. Yeah. They didn't play him last week.
We'll see. Like I say, the fight will be where Deuce Vaughn fits in all this. You know, is Malik Davis a bones fossil guy, and that is that going to be have him play over or make a roster spot over Deuce Vaughn? That's going to be
so. If you have Zeke and Deuce on the team, you're really doing some funny stuff there at that point. That's just
well, I don't know how much special teams Dowdle's going to play if he's the backup guy. Wow. Your third guy's got to be able to play some special teams.
And I think the hope is Rico.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ends up being the lead back. You know, he's the guy that ends up getting
healthy.
The majority. The, 100% he hasn't stayed healthy. I mean, there's question marks with all of these guys.
Oh, no, that's what you have to do. That's what you have to figure out is, like, okay, which one of these guys is going to be able to stay healthy? And Dowdle is your best player. The questions about how long will he be the best player is up for debate.
Might need to go see what the Chiefs got at number 42.
Yeah.
Was so
their version of Hunter Lipke, really.
Dude, that guy was stumbling, bumbling last night.
Is it going to be painfully obvious that Zeke's leaving yards out there?
Yes.
Oof. So do you think they'll let him ride the whole season? Do you think makes it the whole season
part
of the rotation?
I think you will see if you get through the first 2-3 weeks of the season and it looks like it's going nowhere, you will see more Rico Dowdle. That's my prediction.
Number 8 on the list, top 10 storylines from Oxnard. Young players making the jump. Mozzie, Jalen Brooks, DeMarvian Overshown. What are we? We're 2-for-3 on that one. Is Brooks going to be a guy who shows up on Sundays that's producing?
I think there was some questions about going into whether who was better with Brooks or with Tolbert. I think Tolbert has clearly won that job. But Brooks gives you a little bit of advantage. He might be a guy that if last year you didn't get enough of Michael Gallup with the vertical ball stuff. This is where Brooks can come in. I think Brooks has a feel for how to run routes to separate down the field. So I would say as the fifth receiver here right now, I think that he would be a guy that actually maybe the fourth receiver, I should say. He would be the guy that that you're going to see more vertical game, and maybe that's the stuff that they missed with Gallup the last couple of years.
Nice. Number 9, the Zimmer-Parsons connection. Kind of sounds like Miyagi and Danielson here with Micah saying pass rushing is an art. He's the paintbrush, and Mike Zimmer is the painter.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, you got to love the way that Zim can get creative with Micah and moving him around and being able to exploit different matchups. I mean, it's some things that we didn't quite see with Dan Quinn.
Dan Quinn put his hand on the ground and let him rush, but he might have been forced to do that because – some of the scheme stuff that he had to do because of not having linebackers. So that might be something that we'll see a little bit different.
And, you know, possibly Mike is unwillingness to want to play linebacker.
True.
Number 10, O-line optimism. I love it. I've been calling for them to get young and get new with this offensive line for a couple of years. They did it. And I think, you know, we've seen once again, they're really freaking good at it, guys.
A healthier Terrence Steele will help the mix. You talk about the two, the center and the left tackle. The left tackle has got to get better with his hands. If he does not do that, then you're going to get a lot of holding calls this year. because those hands, you know, are outside the framework quite a bit. He is going to have to work really hard to make sure his hand placement's better, or there's going to be some trouble out there.
All righty. For more on that, let's keep it locked right here because Krusty's Corner is coming up next. Brian, what do you have in store?
Yeah, I've got some questions from my guys about this team. We will continue that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.